The Gemara in Megillah says that before Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, we read Brachos uklalos Shebetoras Kohen. Machlet Tosis has two dayas, what the Brachos and Klalos Shebetoras Kohen are. Whether it's the Brachos and Klalos in Parshas Kisavo or in Parshas Nitzavim Vayelech. We Yotze both Shitas, the way we read it. Why? The answer is, as we approach Rosh Hashanah, we approach Yom HaDin. Yom HaDin means that we have to look at ourselves in a serious way. And looking at ourselves in a serious way is, what does our Yiddishkeit mean to us? What does Torah mean to us? And how are we matching up with Torah demands of us? Brachos and Klalos, Teres Kohen begins with an introduction. There was a Krisas Bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael on Har Sinai. Now there's another Bris being made between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael on Arvos Moav. It's a whole different generation. It's a whole different situation. And it different period of Klal Yisrael's history. Klal Yisrael leave Mitzrayim. They're being formed and fashioned into a people. And what forms and fashions us into a people is Kabbalah Satera. And they're preparing essentially for a 40-year journey through the Midbar, detached from real life. They eat man, they drink water from a rock, not regular clothing, surrounded by an anan hakavod, they're moving through a desert that is totally desolate. It's a supernatural existence. They come to Arvos Moav, it's real life. It's real life. They've already conquered parts of Eivar Yarden. Some of the Shvatim have already begun conquering and setting up their communities. It's a place that's not desolate. And they are in transitioning into real normal life. It's a whole different situation. And at this point, when they're making the bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, Hayom Azeh, today, I'm giving you a command to do as Hachukim Asayilu. Ves Hashem He'emarto Hayom. And you're binding yourself. Lio Shlucho Lelokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is obligating himself to you. It begins with an obligation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us. Mitzvahs are not stam commands. They represent a certain relationship between ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uyos l'chol Elokim. He will be your God. There's a special relationship. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the entire world. He's the God of all nations because he rules the entire world. But he's saying, however, with you, I am hereby making a bris of a special relationship. And that relationship demands of us l'leches bidrochav. The nature of that relation is, first of all, l'halachte bidrochav. That we have the midos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands of us. Lishmor chukov umitzvosov umishpotov v'lishmoa b'kolo. There are five things. Yeah. Our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he will be our God. First, the Rambam makes a very big point of it. He demands of us midos, halachta bidrochav, following his paths in midos. Two, lishmo chukov. The first thing the Torah says, it divides mitzvahs into three parts. Chukim, mitzvos, and mishpotim. But the first of them is chukim. The Rambam explains, Ramban explains, doing a chok, everything, whether it's whatever mitzvah may be, there is going to be an impact on the human being. But every mitzvah has two aspects to it. One, the impact that that mitzvah has upon us. Second of all, the fact by doing that mitzvah, we are submitting ourselves to the Ratzon Habore. Our will does not run the world. Our chachma doesn't run the world. And if our will doesn't run the world and our chachma doesn't run the world, and we have to be meshabed ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that comes out strongest in our lives for chukim. Mishpatim also require a submission to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, if you take a mishpat, what could be a better, bigger mishpat than lo sirtzach? However, as obvious as lo sirtzach is, as a mishpat, the Torah gives very clear definitions of what lo sirtzach involves. And in every different society, they want to twist it this way, they want to twist it that way. The Torah gives us absolute rules. 150 years ago, abortion was considered outright murder. Today, it's one of the mitzvah essays of the Torah in Western society. Torah is absolute. Torah says you don't change as it goes from generation to generation. Sometimes the general mishpat is a mitzvah. But when the Torah gives gdarim, those gdarim are absolute. You understand the gdarim of the mishpat? You don't understand the gdarim of the mishpat? That's not relevant. Even in every mishpat, there's a submission to a higher will and a higher understanding. And the Torah says that is clearly what's happening in a chok. Then there are mitzvahs. Chok is something we don't understand the impact upon us. Mishpat is something, a very clear impact on us, and if the Torah hadn't said it, we would have said it ourselves. And there's something in between. Eating matzah and Pesach. Eating matzah and Pesach in something that is not a chok, it's not a mishpat. Chok is something we don't understand. Mishpat is something we would come up with ourselves. In the middle are a lot of mitzvahs in the Torah. Now the Torah says that we understand the meaning of it, we will do it. But in all three, chukim, mitzvos, and mishpatim, the pasuk says, v'lishmoa b'kolo. Lo sirtzach is not just, well, that's good for society. And the Torah is a good Torah because it tells us things that are good for society. No. The pasuk says that's not the way it works. V'lishmoa b'kolo. We accept all the absolutes of the Torah. Our being in Am Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being our God, means whether it's a chok, whether it's a mitzvah, whether it's a mishpat, the ultimate justification is lishmo abakolo. All of them. It's lo sirtzach, lo signov, whatever it is. The Torah gives us the gedarim, and once the Torah gives us the gedarim, that's what we are obligated to do. Now, so the pasuk first text tells us, I will be your God, he says. What am I demanding of you? Now, for that special relationship, what are we supposed to do? First of all, halachta bedrochav. Then there's the three to keep chukim, mitzvos, and mishpotim, shmoa b'kol. Vashem hemircha hayom. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu obligated himself to be our God, we also that we will be La'am Segula. We'll be his treasured nation, his special people. Kashadi Boroch, and we will keep his mitzvahs. For the Sitcha Elyon, and to make you superior, I'll call Agoyim Asher also L'Sehilo L'Shem U'Seferes V'Yoscha Am Kodosh L'Hashem Elokecha Ka'asher Dibre. There's a progression. We keep mitzvahs. We accept the absolute obligation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are his treasure nation. We become a superior people of all the nations. And people will look at us as a superior nation. And then the final result will be an Am Kadosh. It begins with mitzvahs and goes up. Our national identity is a simple national identity. We are a unique nation. We were formed into a nation by our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and being formed into a nation by our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what it demands of us is to uplift ourselves and to deserve that rank, to deserve that special privilege. It's not just I'm HaKadosh Baruch Hu's people, I can do what I want. No. I'm HaKadosh Baruch Hu's people have to act in a certain elevated way. And this is the bris. A bris is a two-way contract. I obligate myself to you and you obligate yourself to me. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu begins talking more about the bris. And there are brochos and klolos. There's a har grizim and a har evil. Nowadays, it would not be wise to go to Shechem to see on one side har grizim or har evil. It's a little dangerous nowadays. But not a little dangerous, very dangerous. There were times that it wasn't dangerous. And just as Chazal described it, that is the way it is today. One is totally green and and full of vegetation. The other is totally barren and nothing can grow. One is bracha and one is klala. And the idea of brachos and klalos before Rosh Hashanah is a very, very simple idea. There are a lot of people, you can say most Orthodox Jews, yes, you keep this, you keep that. Is Yiddishkeit the center of your life? It's not the center of your life. How important is Yiddishkeit to your life? Is that who and what you are? Or who and what you are is something else? And yes, I also keep Torah mitzvah. It's also there. Brachos and klalos tell a very simple message. You keep Torah, become a superior people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showers you with bracha. You don't keep Torah, and you don't do mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showers you with klalos. You can either be green, full of vegetation, or totally barren. Bracha klalos. Keeping mitzvahs is not something that is a minor part of life. Keeping mitzvahs is the most important thing that we can do b'chlal. And that keeping mitzvahs is so critical. So as we approach Rosh Hashanah, we have to look at how important the mitzvahs are. What sort of a cheshbon nefesh? Cheshbon nefesh is that the pasuk has told us, before you come to a Yom HaDin, just look at what and who you are, what's important in your life and what's not important in your life. Torah says, before I send you into Eretz Yisrael, this go to his field, this go to his vineyard, this go to his orchard, this go to his business. Remember who you are. Remember your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remember that your whole identity revolves around your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remember, if you go into business, if you have a farm, your success will be because of your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what bracha and klal is all about. It says Yiddishkeit is not something peripheral to life. Yiddishkeit is the backbone of everything you do. All your success in life and all your failure in life will revolve around how well you do in this. Very interesting thing at the beginning of the parsha. V'hayah ki tzavu al haaretz, you'll come to Eretz Yisrael, and you'll settle there, you'll have a farm, you'll plant trees, you'll have fruit. And the first fruit come out, oh, all of my effort, there it is. So you take those first fruit and you give it to HaKadosh Baruch. Why? And what you do then is a very, you take the basket of the fruit, you give it to the Kohen, and you say, I'm standing here today, why? And that means, let's say, time of the Beis HaMikdash. They've been in Eretz Yisrael 1,000 years. A Jew had a farm. He bring that basket to the Beis HaMikdash. When he brought that basket to the Beis HaMikdash, he said, do you know why I'm standing here in Eretz Yisrael today bringing my fruit? Because all the way back 1,500 years ago, there was an Avraham Avinu, there was a Yitzchak and a Yaakov, there was a whole Hemshech. I'm just a continuation of that. And my whole Metzius today is because I'm a continuation. And that's my whole Metzius, who I am. A Jew when he looks at who and what he is and what's he about, his metzias is his bris with HaKadosh Baruch. It's not something peripheral to life. Rosh Hashanah is not just a peripheral day. It's when we have to confront the reality, whether we like it or not, that we are standing wherever we're standing. Our whole metzias is from Jews. Means one thing. We take Yiddishkeit very, very, very seriously. That is life. It's not something added to life. That's what life's about. You want to go into business? Fine. But remember what brachas and kolos say when you come to Rosh Hashanah and you're thinking what happened last year and how successful I'm going to be in business next year. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Mi yeyo asher umi yeyoni, who'll be rich and who'll be poor. What is that cheshbon based on? It's based on Torah. When it says Mi yichye umi yomus, what is that cheshbon based on? It's based on Torah. If there'll be war or there won't be war, as much as all the leaders of the world think it depends on them, what do we say? It depends on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that depends on Klal Yisrael. Torah is the center of the life of the world. We say it every day. Ki heim chayenu ve'orach hameinu. Torah is our lives. And it's the center of the world. And before we come to Rosh Hashanah, when we're looking at ourselves very deeply. So, the pasuk says, you want to know? If you listen, there'll be bracha. There'll be plenty. The crops will come in. Your business will be successful. Everything will be good. The nation will be successful in politics. You'll be a head, not a tail. And you'll be up. You won't be down. Why? On the other hand, if you don't, there's disease, there's war, there's destruction. And the puzzle goes on and on and on and on and on. As we prepare for Yom HaDin, Chazal made this takana that to sort of wake us up, read this parsha, read Nitzavim, read Vayelech, understand very clearly how important Torah is to a Jew. How important it is in determining what's going to happen to you in every aspect of life. Your business, your health, anything. Whatever's going to happen to you in life, it's going to revolve around Torah. You kept the Torah, you didn't keep the Torah, you took it seriously, you didn't take it seriously, you had good midos and you didn't have good midos. Now, it can be very frightening to people. It's not meant to, quote, just call send people into a depression. It's meant to wake people up and to realize the centrality that Torah is supposed to be playing in their lives. When you read brachas and klalos, you read Klal Yisrael and galus, it's because of averus. There's no base in Migdash, it's averus. If it's this, it's averus. If this, it's mitzvahs. Somehow it skipped all the great political wisdom of all the candidates for political office. That's not really what's happening in the Pasuk. Pasuk doesn't even address it. Because that's not really what is happening. And that's not what's going to cause the success. If there'll be plenty, the leader of the Bank of Israel thinks it's due to her great wisdom. Leader of the Federal Reserve Bank thinks it's her great wisdom. Torah says, it's not this one's wisdom, it's not that one's wisdom. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu deciding it according to Klal Yisrael's keeping the Torah. Pasuk says it over and over and over. So, Rosh Hashanah is a time of looking back and looking forward. Rosh Hashanah is a time when we have to say, okay, I am where I am. For whatever reason, I'm here. How seriously did I take Torah until now? And what difference is that going to make next year? It's going to be the same or it's going to be different? Uvo'u alecho kol haklolos ha'ela rodofucho. And all these klolos are going to come to you and going to chase after you. His higuch, and they'll catch up to you. Ad yishamdach, until they'll destroy you. Kilo shamata b'kol Hashem lokecha. You didn't listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice. You didn't subject yourself, your being, to HaKadosh Baruch. V'hoyo v'chol la'os l'moseis. And you'll be able to see it someday. Tachas ha'shelo avadato es Hashem elokecha b'simcha uv'tuv levov meirov kol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us tremendous opportunity, tremendous wealth, and He expects us to use that. When He gives us rov kol, He expects us to use that to serve Him b'simcha v'tuv levov. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings prosperity, it's an opportunity to serve Him. And if He does, we don't, He takes it away from us. And that is a whole way of viewing the world that Brachos and Klolos say, that is the basis of the way we approach Rosh Hashanah and the Yom HaDin.